a little bit about what we do in terms of supporting you as a volunteer attorney, right? We're not just there to say, hey, this is a client who needs help. Let us know when you finish, right? We try to be there the entire length of that process. So we provide staff attorney mentors who wrote up the case, who are familiar with the facts, who can answer questions. We've got volunteer resources. We provide CLEs and educational opportunities based both before you've even met with a client, after you've met with a client, if you've run into an issue. We have some specialized CLEs on different topics. We provide malpractice insurance, right? So for those of you who your firm doesn't handle those types of cases, an HVL case and almost every legal aid pro bono case that you're getting is going to come with malpractice insurance covering that case. So long as you tell us that you're actually working on that case, right? If we don't hear from you, we'll end up closing the case on our records and that ends the malpractice insurance. So just let us know that it's still going on and you've still got malpractice insurance. We also have a dynamic portal that tells you, hey, this is the resources we've got. These are, we've given you the client, we've given you the materials that we've already collected from the client. Here's some additional documents for a divorce case. Here's some forms that you can use for a landlord-tenant case. Or if you're doing an estate planning case, here's a document assembly program you just put in the answers to the questions and it'll generate those documents for you. So we really try to make sure that you can make justice happen by making it easy for you to do that. So I said I'd talk a little bit about the justice gap, right? In Texas, the poverty rate is 14.7%, and nationally it's 12.3%. So there's some work to be done in Texas. And that means that about 5.3 million Texans qualify for legal aid. And of those, right, less than 10% of the civil legal needs of that population are actually met. There's a huge amount of people who can't get the divorce that they need because they can't afford an attorney. And they can't use the pro se forms because their situation's too complex. Husband has a retirement account. They have a house that's underwater and they have to figure out how they're going to handle the deeds to the house and the mortgage. They've got a landlord-tenant case that's set for court tomorrow and they came to you today or came to us today, right? So these are things that we have difficulty handling and they don't get met. So the Texas Access to Justice Foundation found that there's only one legal aid attorney for about 11,000 qualified applicants. So we see about 6,000, so we're okay, but we've got a little bit more than that statewide average, but we're still in need of help. So, and most of our clients will get some legal information, they'll get advice, they'll be told what the next move is, but we consistently have an issue where we cannot provide the extended services that our clients need because we lack the volunteer resources and the staff attorney time to make that happen. That's why we're looking for you as corporate counsel, as outside firms, to help us meet this gap, right? With pro bono. So as of 2006, the vast majority of pro bono work is done by attorneys and private firms. Unfortunately, it's not done by corporate counsel. And the difference is startling, right? In 2016, the average attorney in private practice at a firm was donating about 41 hours of pro bono work a year. If you were at a corporate organization, it wasn't 41 hours, it was 11.4. So that's a huge discrepancy between where you work. And I realize a lot of that is based on the firm. A lot of that is based on, well, I have to give my time to my organization. I have to give my time to the company that pays me. They're not paying me for the pro bono work. And the pro bono work is something that firms like to write off, but so do corporations. Corporations like to say, we helped on these 10 civil rights matters. Like, we're an energy company, but we're helping these low-income families in the neighborhood with their divorce cases or with their landlord-tenant issues. And we know that there's going to be conflict of interest cases, and we'll close them and we'll move them to someone else if that comes up. That happens all the time. But we really appreciate the opportunity to work with you to find out where we can make this happen. right? When you look at the numbers of attorneys who've reported to the state bar about whether they've done pro bono, right, that's another place where this discrepancy is apparent, right? 12.5 attorneys in private practice say they've never done pro bono, but it's a quarter for corporate counsel. And I think that's something that we all should aspire to change over the next year or years to come, right? So by engaging and providing pro bono opportunities, we can make some changes here that help bridge that justice gap and provide those assistance for those individuals who need it.